just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
One of the things that movies struggle with is the idea of, or the search to find a new voice or a new vantage point of which to see one of what has famously been considered roughly 12 stories that are out there being told. Sort of the boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back, as being sort of one trope in that. And of course you can substitute boy meets girl for boy meets boy, girl meets boy, girl meets girl. But the point is the fundamental structure, as if you were diagramming sentences, still remains. And in this case, Secret Life of Pets has sort of a boy... It's a combination of two sort of film tropes. One is the journey of Odysseus, the sort of Star Wars type journey of the self, the struggle to find oneself in identity in the universe. And in this case, that person is a dog, played by Louis C.K., and his adventure out into the Dagobah system and involves a Yoda that turns out to be like a blind eagle, and involves struggles with a gang of bunnies and other sort of literal hood rats, which are like rats in the sewer system and other pets that have been flushed down. But the idea here is really the joyful vantage point of a pet, a domesticated animal, and the tension between domesticity and being a sort of feral. So in this case, the rabbit is the feral animal, played by Kevin Hart, to comedic end. And the sort of domesticated, happily domesticated dog, the sort of house dog, so to speak, is Louis C.K. And here the fundamental issues of sort of racial tension, urban sort of sprawl and gentrification sort of play out among the domesticated pets of New York City, and particularly the sort of high-end Brooklyn neighborhood that has seen massive transportation, whether it be in Brooklyn or Portland or San Francisco or Nashville, that type of displacement of sort of lower-end economic groups by new money, so to speak. So here, of course, as a comedy and as an animated film, it draws from the ability to create a fully formed world of fun times for the eye. This is some of the best animated eye candy that you'll see. And if you wanted to sort of compare it to other sort of classic animated films that are out at the moment, which we have Finding Dory, the Pixar gem, leaving us with two sort of all-time great animated films out at one time. I think the place that the Secret Life of Pets suffers is that unlike Finding Dory, the actual sort of storyline, which is sort of the case also with Zootopia, it's a decent storyline, but it's not like Finding Dory, and so I think it suffers from being out at the same time, much like movies that are released the same weekend or the weekend after Star Wars is released suffer. So the Secret Life of Pets probably would have benefited from being released either 6 months earlier or 6 months later, as Finding Dory has solidified its place as one of the all-time top animated movies of all time. The all-time of all time. But anyway, Secret Life of Pets is a strong classic movie by a very talented animation team that has brought a knack for the sort of Despicable Me style of animation and carved out their own place. And now Universal needs to probably do a better job of finding release dates and continue making these type of stories. One of the things that this movie does bring up is the idea, the tension between the way that people treat animals, and sort of some of the darker aspects of that are not touched on. The zoo experience of animals is never touched on, for example. So we're stuck with the domestication of pets, and there are some uncomfortable ideas about the way that we treat our animals, even the ones that we care for ourselves. Anything about from their perspective might lead to a more enlightened society, or not.